Indeed, it is that time to get into the day's top business news. It's almost 12 minutes past six. We start with job losses in the agricultural sector. According to data by the Agricultural Business Chamber, 109,000 jobs have been shed in the past three quarters of this year. Lead agricultural economist at the Agribusiness Chamber, Wandile Sihlobo, joins us now. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time, Wandile. Talk us through this data in detail. 109,000 jobs lost just in 2017?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you were to look at the fourth quarter of last year and then you compare it to where we were when we were receiving the data for the third quarter of this year,
yeah,
that's roughly around about 109,000. But I mean, look, the picture is mixed in this. Over the past few quarters, we have seen marginal job gains in the northern parts of provinces of the country. But obviously, the real knock-on effects we're seeing down on the Western Cape side. And that's really easy to explain, because if you had to look at these numbers, take, for example, the third quarter, mm-hmm, and you really drill down onto it to say how much of that is really the drought and how much of it is a seasonal impact,
yeah,
you find that roughly 16% or so is really the seasonal effect, meaning that in the northern parts of the country, we're not really seeing much activity on the ground because it was winter time and stuff. But 84% of those were really the Western Cape side. At this time, on the third quarter of the year, you would ideally or typically see some job gains in there, particularly from the horticultural sector and so. But we didn't see that this year. And I mean, the key reason is what we know, which is the drought. And that's really what has been underpinning these results that you're seeing.
And you mentioned the drought as the main contributing factor. Was there anything else that affected and maybe increased or resulted in the large numbers that we are seeing here?
No, I mean, look, the seasonality aspects, northern parts of the country, that's one part that has led to some job losses. But obviously, in the drought in the Western Cape is really one of the key underpinning issue. But when we start now to look forward to say, okay, what's the picture really going to look like over the coming months or so,
yes,
I think that's where the picture is going to start to look slightly positive, because we expecting to receive good rainfalls across the country with the exception of the Western Cape. Obviously, it's a winter rainfall area. And what that would mean, it means that there's going to be increased activity. And farmers already, they indicated that they might increase the area planting by 1 percentage point. That might look more, but there's going to be a bit of activity. And I think that we might start to see some positive reading on the job numbers when we go on to the next quarter. But that will mainly be in the northern part of the province. But putting that together now, the South African picture, that's where I still worry, because in the fourth quarter of the year as well as the first quarter of next year, you typically see increased activity during harvesting and all of those stuff, particularly seasonal labor in the Western Cape province. So it's really uncertain now to say, okay, are we still going to continue to see that activity given the weather conditions of this year? And for where I'm sitting, it's not really looking positive, but we'll wait and see.
Speaking of uncertainty, the recent minimum wage that has been approved by Cabinet, of course, still awaiting the approval of the National Assembly as a whole. How would that factor into job losses or fears of job losses in some informal sectors such as agriculture, especially where the fields are concerned? You speak of Cape Town and the likes.
No, I mean, look, as per the minimum wage, obviously it will have certain impacts. Some of the other industries, for example, the citrus, have indicated that they might get on a little bit of a beating, but obviously there is a space or room for those guys to go and present their case. But as per the numbers that we are reading now, I mean, the minimum wage issue has really had a minimal impact. The reason I say that is because the job losses are really largely concentrated in one province. Had that been the effect of a minimum wage, you were going to see a broad decline across all provinces, but we didn't really see that as yet. So I don't think that most farmers have really started to cut down on their losses because of the minimum wage, because obviously those who can't really afford it, there's room for them to go and present their case. And a large number of them, they've indicated that at least they are slightly comfortable because their wages were somewhat closer to the level that has been proposed in some of the other industries.
Thank you so much for your input. Lead agricultural economist at the Agribusiness Chamber, Wandile Sihlobo, talking us through job losses in the agricultural sector.